Okay, our friends, one good goat story deserves another. In fact, this one might be the greatest of all time. That's what it's called. G-O-A-T. Goat. Greatest of all time. The story was written by Kate and Joel Temple, and it's illustrated by Rebel Challenger, and it's read today by Mommy and
Philip.
You know what? I love that you're here with me. I love that you are you. Are you ready for your story? Here we go. Okay, so when we open the book, we can see there's two characters standing here. One of them is a duck, and the other one is a goat. And the duck looks up at the goat and says,
"Hey, you look pretty pleased with yourself."
"Yep, I'm basically the best."
"Okay, best at what?"
"Just the best,"
says the goat.
Okay.
The duck looks confused.
"C-G-O-A-T. Greatest of all time."
The duck looks up and says,
"I thought it stood for gobbles, oats, and tires."
Which is true, because goats will eat both oats and tires, which is surprising because you'd think rubber tires would not be edible, but if you're a goat.
They are actually
yummy. So, what am I then?
Says the duck. And the goat has an answer.
"You are the deadliest underwater crumb king."
Oh, for D-U-C-K. Do you understand, right? D is for deadliest, U is for underwater, C is for crumb, and K is for king. And that's D-U-C-K spelled stuck, right? Okay. Well, that kind of gets him thinking.
"Well, I do like to eat breadcrumbs underwater."
And as they are thinking about this, here comes another barnyard animal. And the goat says,
"Oh, look, it's the coolest overalls wearer."
Coolest overalls wearer. C-O-W. That spells cow.
"What am I?"
"The coolest overalls wearer."
"But I don't wear overalls."
"Well, you should,"
says the goat, handing over a pair of overalls. The duck has had just about enough.
"Quack,"
he says.
"Hi, guys."
Oh no, another animal has just shown up.
"Hello, devourer of nice, kind Easter yams?"
"Who, me?"
"You bet."
The duck is not sure what to make of this. The goat is now calling the donkey a devourer, D, of, O, nice, in, kind, K, Easter, E, yams. Why? I don't think I've ever seen a donkey eat Easter yams, but I'm also very confused as to why they would be nice and kind, even if there were Easter yams, you know? And the duck says,
"He's the greatest of all time."
The devourer says,
"Really? I had no idea."
"Yep. Goat. G-O-A-T.
I thought that stood for grunts often at termites."
"I don't do that,"
says the goat, looking very, very confused. The termites, on the other hand, say, yes, you do. There's a bunch of little termites sitting there. Why not?
Oh, it's you. Terrible eaters really must investigate the exploding sausages.
What?
Hey, that's not a bad idea,
say the termites. First of all, they are terrible eaters, yes, but I do not believe that termites should investigate anything. However, if there were exploding sausages, perhaps?
Maybe they should.
Why are the sausages exploding? I don't understand.
Has anyone seen the Duke of Growling?
Who? You mean the dog?
Duke of Growling? Get it? D-O-G? Dog. Well, they do growl quite a bit, right?
I'm here. How are y'all?
Says the dog, giving high fives.
Great. In fact, I'm the greatest of all time.
You are pretty great. You're hard to miss.
Thank you for noticing.
The duck is not sure, but
seriously, goat, the greatest of all time? I mean, I can be a goat if I want.
How
can a duck be a goat? Easy. I'm a good or awesome tap dancer,
says the duck. Attempting to be a G-O-A-T, good or awesome tap dancer. The cow also wants in on this action.
Oh, yes, I'm a goat too. Gorgeous octopus arm twister.
What?
You twist octopus arms.
The goat is confused.
You don't twist octopus arms, do you?
And the octopus is here to confirm.
She does.
Poor octopus.
Look, guys, I'm a goat too,
says the devourer, or donkey.
Gallops on any table.
And he is galloping on a table. The dog is confused and excited.
Hey, you are a goat. And we're goats too,
say the termites.
Grand orchestral amazing talent.
They have made an orchestra. Oh, a termite orchestra? That is impressive. I guess anyone can be a goat. You're a goat. You're a goat. You're a goat.
Let's all be goats.
There's the exploding sausage.
There's the exploding sausages, too. The octopus has one thing to say about that.
I'll pass.
Because he's all twisted up anyways. He's had too many people shaking his arms, right? Twisting his arms. The termites find that very funny.
LOL. And,
yeah, they laugh out loud. And that, my friends...
Exploding sausages!
Is the end of that exploding sausages story, and what a bunch of weird, weird stuff. Right?
Uh-huh.
All right, and that is also...
the end.
Anything else?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Yeah, hope you can join us for another story tomorrow. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.